In the beginning, there was sex. Then there was rock and roll, followed by leadership. Well, I guess that some of you will say this is an oversimplification, that the events weren't exactly in that order. Nevertheless, my contention is that some business gurus have become increasingly indigestible, and we need some fresh thinking on personal development, leadership, and innovation. We don't need another spreadsheet, as Tina Turner might have put it. In this book, I set out three simple but compelling analogies that provide a different set of lessons for business leaders. Rather than the MBA meaning Master of Business Administration, it means management by attitude here. The three analogies that make or break a business are these. Sex. That's about making, keeping, and sometimes ending work relationships. Drawing on leading-edge psychology in a way that's easily digestible. We're talking romance, love, and friendship under the sex analogy, rather than whips, chains, and hardcore. Drugs is about motivating and leading other people. Drugging yourself in this context is about reaching peak personal performance. And drugging other people is about engaging people in a shared ambition, in other words, leadership. Again, we're talking adrenaline and endorphins here, rather than smack, crackle, and pop. Rock and roll is about reaching and sustaining high performance. This includes delivery and execution skills, learning, unlearning, and reinvention. There's no need to throw a TV out of your office window, however, to get into the zone, even if that might be much more enjoyable than reading a business book. In other words, let's talk about sex, because love is the drug, so roll over Beethoven.